Let's see. Okay. Who is your favorite guest star? Pick favorites.
See, my brain instantly went to least favorite, and I'm not gonna do that because you all know who I'd say.
Evander.
Jean was okay. Evander is the worst.
Rip and rest. Well, he's dead now. Rip and
good
rest.
For
rip and rest.
My brain immediately went Jatai because
Jatai is one of my favorite guest stars.
I want to, okay, listen. There has never been a person, a character that I've wanted to like hug, but like also slowly strangle. Jatai. Sorry, Spy, but Jatai.
We all know him. It's just because you so really cursed. Like Corbin and he shot him.
Yeah. I love Jatai.
That's not the only reason.
I do want to give you a reason, though, for the character.
There's just, like, this primal... it's, like, it every
cursed
time...
energy?
I guess, but, like, I deal with cursed energy from you guys all the time.
Oh, he's worse. He's so much worse.
It's like...
We are the sprite to his Mountain Dew. See, I told you I'd make Shay laugh.
That's such a good analogy.
See, I told you I could make Shay laugh with the randomest thing.
He just
No, I was just agreeing. That was funny.
It's just like there's just like some characters that like you hear and you want them like it's like you're like. That's a cool character. But then, like, every time they speak, it's like, I think I'm going to, like, come to your house and kill you. Two examples of those would be Valdis and Jatai.
I can, yeah. Valid. I think it's really just, Kat just doesn't like cocky little shits. I think that's it. Because that describes Valdis and Jatai a lot.
That was supposed to be Andre before I decided to remake her entire personality.
Thank God. I'm so glad. Then we wouldn't have what we have today, so. Because I ain't touching that. I'm sorry, I'm doing too much shit. I'm throwing too much shade. I'm sorry. I love you guys.
I'm still sorry. No, I'm still sorry. God. At least until this show ends.
God, I really don't want to say who my favorite guest star is because I feel like that seems like I'm picking favorites and like I really enjoyed everyone a lot. But I don't know, like me and Stellar are good friends and so I'm going to say I really enjoyed Stellar.
I do enjoy Stellar.
Stellar was great.
I love it more the character portrayed than the person just
oh, yeah. Oh no! Well,
Stellar had several characters, so it kind of makes sense to
I'm putting it out there. I loved everyone. I really enjoyed Stellar and we have a nice friendship.
Yeah. I really as guest star, we did a whole guest episode. I really liked Stellar when she played Isabel. And all that fun stuff. I really like Jatai. I loved Valerin. But Kat's a cast member now.
Oh. Yeah. I also want to throw out Sylvester. Like, I really liked Sylvester.
Sylvester was cute.
Lilith was a thing.
Oh, Lilith was great.
I loved that.
I was only here. Brandon, Heather, and Sam. I think those are the only three I was here for.
I want to compliment Heather too, but she's also a cast member now.
Doesn't mean we can't compliment our Heather.
It's true.
We love you, Heather.
Heather, you're amazing. Can't wait to play with you next week.
Wink. Wink.
Scream. Sorry, I kind of interrupted you, Kat. Sorry. So what were you saying?
So I don't have too much to go off of, but I thought all of them were good. I legitimately, I can't pick favorites. Most memeable, definitely Siren, because I get to say yeehaw every time. Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Like, literally, it's yeehaw. A thing now. Every time his name is mentioned, I have to say yeehaw. Like, it's a curse. Siren. But I love it. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
God damn it.
Yeehaw just always follows his name.
That's his good. Name.
His full name.
Yeehaw.
Well, when the time of cowboy says yeehaw, they're invoking the name of the greatest cowboy who ever lived.
What if Siren's wolf. First name is Yeehaw? And his last name is Yeehaw Siren?
Oh my.
Inception.
The real lore.
Oh my god.
Confirm it, but it's canon to me.
So now we canonically have Jack Skellington, Sonic the Hedgehog as Nethys, and Yeehaw the cowboy wolf Siren.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Great. Yes.
God.
Have Locke the tax collector vampire. People seem to forget about him.
Wait, what?
There's also Dirt Wife.
Oh, yes, Dirt Wife.
You have a lot of strange characters.
No one will ever forget about the man who married Dirt and tried to seduce Lilith through a portal. That is just burned in everyone's mind.
That's iconic.
It's still the funniest thing I've ever said in my life.
I think that's like the hardest I've heard B laugh on the podcast.
I think I killed him that day and he was reborn.
I always imagine that scene in my head as Calum just losing it, and it makes me so happy.
Man, I do think Galdrea was my favorite from a writing perspective.
Galdrea was great,
mostly because Galdrea had more than one appearance, which is always good for a guest star to make their appear more. Siren, I think, had the most appearances. I think he had the most appearances, but I think Galdrea's appearances did a lot for her character.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that she was there during the river. I think her scenes in the river are probably some of the best moments of her character.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and also I have a bias because I love her and Jitter.
That's not a bias.
Yes, it is.
Her and Jitter is adorable. I'm biased.
It is. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to play the one shot where they get married. I'm excited.
Let's see. We have to move through these faster, gang.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
So much.
There's so many questions. Let's see. I'm trying to find a fast one. How many tears were shed at the Findray wedding, supposes?
Oh, next question.
All of them, mostly all from of them. Finn and Dre themselves.
Cool. Yeah, like,
I mean,
Finn would not be able to get through her vows. She'd be like, I love you. That's just how it's going to be. You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Oh, speaking of vows, a cat, we're going to have to talk later.
Oh, what?
Are you guys getting married and you didn't tell us? I'm just kidding. Spy's gonna be so upset.
No. I mean, in character. Jeez.
Only in character, Shay.
I'm so sorry, Spy. I promise I love you.
Ooh. That's a... That sounds really suspicious.
Moving on. All right, y'all. Next question.
Yeah, please. Let's see. There's a lot of favorite fill in the blanks, so I'm trying to avoid those for a little bit. There's only favorites left, sadly. There's a few. This one asks NPCs. a favorite NPC. So not a villain, not a guest, an NPC. And I'm going to impose that it cannot be Calum or Anna, as they are too plot critical to be devolved to the NPC tag.
Darn.
We're talking Calum.
I'm going to say not Rose either.
Okay. You can impose the not Rose rule. Secondary fucking characters.
Alana. Myrina, because I love my badass aunt, and that's all there is to it.
Aww.
Myrina is great. I love her. I also like Chadwick a lot, and Vil.
I actually made Vil a character sheet. He's level one.
And also Aster, because Aster is my good boy.
Aster is very good. I
like Aster.
Yes.
Aster was never gonna be canon. He was gonna be side game fodder on a stream. Man.
Yeah.
Fodder.
we'll talk about Aster later. We'll get
that stream made Aster one of my favorite NPCs, really.
God, Aster is such a good character.
I enjoy Aster a lot. But, am I allowed to say Janet?
He low-key was just...
Oh. Yeah. Am I allowed to say Janice?
You can say Janice.
Okay, Janice was definitely one of my favorites. My character's dating him. Who else? I'm trying to think. See, because there were so many guest stars that I kind of, like, count as NPC characters, but I know that they were guest stars. And I want to say, like, all of them. I'm trying to think of, like, NPC characters.
I will say Jitter counts as an NPC for your piece of...
Okay, then Jitter. Jitter. Then Jitter.
Gale.
Sure, yeah.
Jitter, Gale. Yeah. Benedict, Martin...
I really enjoy Alana. I like Alana a lot.
Have I ever told you that Gale is one big joke? He started as one big joke.
Tell us the story in Ruin Sari's relationship.
Gale was a joke because I couldn't name another character Revali.
You couldn't name another character what?
Revali. Revali's. Was he supposed to be just Revali?
Less mean Revali.
Ah, so less of a butthole.
Yes. Less pompous Revali. Good. Man, are
see, that doesn't come across.
Are Livy and I the only ones who know Breath of the Wild?
You mean Breath of the
Wild? Of course I know Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zedent? Breath of the Wombats?
I hate all
Legend of Zuggin?
Legend of Zambia?
Is now ready.
Legend of Legend?
It's more like Revali's Gale is now ready.
I came up with the nope, I can't say that on podcast.
please.
Hold on. I'm just gonna send it to you guys in the private text chat. You guys will...
Oh no.
Oh, I'll move on to the next question.
Breath of the Weep.
Jesus. Wow. Silver Dusk wants to know how your characters would write about each other in their memoirs.
Oh,
that's really cute. I guess Sari would probably like write that these guys were her family and her best friends. She doesn't know where she would be without them.
Sari.
I'm gonna say Andre's would probably be the same. Oh god, what's happening?
Wow, Livy. Oh my god. Wow, Livy.
I said that and then immediately burst into tears from holding back laughter because I didn't want to laugh.
Guys, we're still recording. They can't see this.
It was a dick joke. That's all you need to know.
God. Okay. Okay. What was I saying?
I don't know.
That's it.
It was about memoir.
Oh, yes. Great.
How would they write about each other?
Okay. I don't know if I should go character by character. I probably shouldn't. That would take a lot of time. But pretty much what we said before, like, this is her family and she would address them as such. She, you know, she loves them a lot, and they're like the closest people to her, and they're the yes.
Oh,
does anyone know anything other than family? Because if not, we can move to the next question.
I think Finley would take on a more fantastical, like, more overreacting story. Like, start out with she thought they were and how, like, she looked up to them, and then afterwards explain who they were to her, like, actually. So it's like this idealized version, and goes down to, like, how much they helped her figure out who she is and stuff like that.
Oh, no. See, that's really interesting, because I kind of feel like Rowan would do sort of the opposite and tell it, like, really kind of how it was, you know? Tell, like, a really realistic version of what happened. Like, obviously she would still describe everyone as, like, her family and friends, but I think she would really want to, like, recount things as they happened, you know?
Yeah. So, is there a most defining moment in the campaign for you? Not the character.
Ooh.
And that was a Ren question. Hi, Ren.
Can you say that again?
The most defining moment of the campaign for you, player.
Ooh.
Oh, I got one.
Go for it.
For me, it would have to be at the river when Kaelin was getting ready to go down. Because it's like, it sort of made me realize where it had been, and it didn't really feel like I was there only 21 episodes. but
you say it like that's a small.
I mean, it isn't, but, like, it's still insane. But I just remember, like, that was when Finley started, like, crying, and I told him to come back. I meant it. That was me. That was the first time that I, like, really, like, from the bottom of my heart, like, this is, like, I love these guys, and I want this to be a happy ending. And, I mean, Finn has come so far, and I've mentioned before, she's sort of a projection of myself. Like, that's kind of how D&D characters are. I kind of, like, sort of saw you guys as, like, the super... super professional. and
which I find hilarious.
Yeah, and, like, amazing people.
And now and here we are now about Gale.
Yeah.
But it was just, that was the most defining moment, because it's like, not only am I trusting Kaelin, but I'm trusting myself to continue on with this story and to continue playing this game with my amazing friends.
Aww. We love you too, Kat.
Lady?
Boy. How do I answer after that?
Yeah, please say something like, sorry, chasing the train. Deeply emotional.
Yeah.
Sorry, chasing a train is symbolism of her chasing her dreams.
Wow.
The door is blue because of the author's deep emotional distress.
Is this the fucking Great Gatsby?
Fucking deep,
oh
man.
My gosh, I hated that book so much.
Oh, I liked it.
It was really annoying, but I enjoyed reading it.
I didn't like discussing it.
Okay, continuing. But
anyways, continuing on with the podcast. Jeez,
that's symbolism.
I guess a big thing for me would be the whole bringing back Anna. That was like a big pivotal moment for all of our characters. Like, it showed everything that we kind of had worked for coming to a breaking point. And then I kind of remember having this moment of like, wow, we did that. What do we do now?
And yeah, honestly, that we could have done more. But I feel like after Anna, it felt right to lead into the end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, we had so much more planned that we didn't get to. Like, we talked a little bit about Valdis and joked about him earlier. There was going to be a whole arc where Valdis was going to be, like, the main villain, and he was going to be this, like, evil ringleader, and we were going to explore Sari's backstory, and, like, I think that was going to be the arc, actually, after, like, arc 2 or 3. And, like, we had all of these different ideas lined up. Cool arc about, like, Shira and this, like, music meister character who was, like, this evil bard. It was really, really cool. Like, we had all this stuff that we were going to do that after Anna just, like, totally changed the course of the story. And, like, I'm so happy that the story changed that way, because I think that the story that we have now, I'm so proud of. But, like, I do still like some of those early ideas, and I feel like would make for really fun one-shots.
They would.
I don't know. For me, I feel like during the game, I can't really think of any, like, really pivotal moments. Because I feel like I sort of, like, separated myself from my character a little bit. But I feel like behind the scenes, there was a lot of stuff for me that was really pivotal. Like, I was very, like, I was very critical, I'll admit. I was a super big perfectionist at the beginning of the campaign. Because I just, like, I wanted this to succeed so badly, and I want to apologize to B and you guys a little bit for being so harsh in some of those early episodes when it came to, like, editing and things. And I think I kind of had to learn to take a step back and calm down and really, you know, look at this podcast for what it really was, you know, because I wanted it to be, you know, like, really professional and you know, have, I wanted it to be like Taz or like Critical, you know, and then I realized, like, no, it doesn't have to be that, because some of the appeal of this podcast, I think, is that it's really, really genuine, and, like, we're trying our best with what we have, and maybe it's not perfect, but I feel like that's some of the charm, is that it's not perfect. It's just a bunch of young kids, you know, putting their whole heart into something that they really enjoy. Like, we don't make any money from this. It's just all of us as good friends telling a story. And, like, that moment for me came kind of slowly, but once I started to realize that, I was like, that was a big moment for me. I was like, I'm gonna lay off and just let this story, like, grow and blossom into whatever it, you know, grows into. And I started to enjoy playing more. I started to, like, enjoy listening to the episodes more. It just, yeah, that was definitely a big thing for me to learn, was to, like, not be such a perfectionist and just kind of let things take their course.
Next question.
And, like, I just want to say, like, I'm so freaking fucking proud of all of you guys. Like, I love you. You guys are great.
Rev, did you answer?
Did I answer? I don't think I did, but I don't know what to say to this one.
You can take a pass. You can push. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll pass because I genuinely don't know how to answer it. There are too many moments.
That's fair. Let's see. This question came up a lot from Kali, from Pixie, kind of Ren. They just wanted to know what's your favorite moment. Like, not even Pixie asked episode, and we can get into that. But and I feel like we touched on a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a lot of favorite moments. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned a lot of them.
I think we've answered those questions by our discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, are there any funny moments? Like, if we're not thinking about the emotional, what about just like favorite funny moments?
Like just jokes?
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, boof. That's a good one. Yeah.
The creation and every line of dialogue out of the character of Ambrose.
It's true. Fucking Ambrose. I love him. I'm so glad that Finley is attached to this terrible, terrible ghost boy.
He's for the great. Rest of time.
I could have given Ambrose like a full-on backstory and deep dive into his psyche, but I feel like Ambrose as a character doesn't need it. You know what I mean?
It's true. He's just great.
I think Ambrose is Ambrose, and I think Ambrose is comfortable being himself.
Oh.
I gotta say, the fucking Ooh Nat 20s will never not murder me.
The uwu nat 20s.
Yeah, thanks, Red.
Yeah.
He takes a bow.
Yeah. I already talked about the tavern fizzy cider scene. God, I love that scene. Just kills me.
Mephis kills me every time. When Minnie drew art of Mephis, I lost my shit. And I was like, this is a joke character I made as a meme, and people love her, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
she's just Sonic. But then I was like, man, I need to throw Minnie a bone, and I'll tell you.
Oh God, a joke that made me absolutely die laughing recently was in the epilogue when you talked about Rose not going back to jail. That
she
slayed me. That was so funny. That joke absolutely murdered me.
We have so many inside jokes from this game now.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful?
Tim Schull's ass.
Tim Schull's ass.
That was a joke that we actually made behind the scenes. Context, Rev draws Andre very thick.
So she is thick. Respect.
She's beautiful.
And Kat, in a moment of foreshadowing, said Andre had Tim Schill's ass.
Yeah.
I still don't regret it. Finn's a lucky girl.
She certainly is. She ain't complaining.
As a person.
Good.
Rev, how do you person feel about this conversation?
I mean, y'all spitting straight facts.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Dick.
Like, it's not like I draw her thick for no reason. She is.
She'd be thick.
This is canon. Have fun with that, fans.
I'm wheezing, fuck.
You've dug your own grave, Rev. They're gonna go off with that information. Oh. I know that there's, I can't think of any, like, really specific ones right now, but there are certain lines that everybody has said, but, like, B and Kat specifically, that are just so quick and so witty and make me laugh so hard, but there's so many of them, I can't call any specific one right now.
Witchbolt is sexy.
Witchbolt is, in fact,
sexy. Witchbolt is sexy, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Also, hair time.
Hair time.
That one gets me.
I'm glad I'm...
Arm floaties.
I really like, actually, from the cat, the detective, and the tiny guitar, when B's like, school is a tool, eat the rich, I'm Jaden Smith's Twitter. I think about that joke at least once a week.
Oh, the one gag at Frozen that B made with Caleb.
Oh my god, yes! God, during a, like, really emotional moment. The Frozen joke. So good. Okay. I think that's all of them.
Yeah. Okay, so I can finally do my five questions. These are hopefully faster, because they're a bit more confined. Favorite track, just song that we used.
I don't know the names of any songs.
I really like Return to the Wild. I don't really know their names. That song.
You could tell me where they happen.
Okay.
Like, I like. Heck. And now that you have asked this question, I suddenly can't think of any song from any moment in the podcast ever.
Sorry, Steam. Any musical
moment. I like, yes, Sorry, Steam. I really like the music when B does the intro for the finale, and then it kicks into high gear for Roll Initiative.
Yeah, that was
cool. Yes. I agree. I agree that one's one of my favorite, because it has so much, like, what a rustic charm to it. Like, the very first, like, the intro to the finale. It's just so calming. And then it's like, you guys are on your final stand. The tracks and pertains to Dream were very memorable for me, just because it's the first thing I was ever in. So
yeah,
I very much enjoyed the tracks, because I believe there was quite a few of them.
There were. Mm-hmm. That's when I started my Lucas King addictions.
Yes.
What were you gonna say, Rev?
Oh, I said valid. Yeah.
I know you said Melody of My Dreams.
Yes, Melody of My Dreams makes me cry every time. I just have that in my regular YouTube music rotation. I just like it a lot. Mm. And also, You'll Know More is pretty great, although I still can't decipher that one line.
There's one line in that song.
It's just, I don't know what it's saying.
I don't know what it says.
But it's fine. It's fine. I like the song.
It's so weird. If anyone listening to this, we beg of you to join our server and come with us and listen to Rule 4 and do your best to decipher this line. And the one that makes sense and I enjoy, I don't fucking know. I'll give you a medal. I don't know how, but I will.
We have stickers. We can give you some stickers.
Let's see. We talked about the almost moment. That was going to be a question I was going to talk about. The almost moment. We talked about it already. We also talked about the stream game already. Best Served Cold, which was honestly one of my favorite things we ever created. Which is so weird, because it's not in recording lineup. I feel like
everyone should listen to that episode, though. If you haven't listened to it, good.
I need to ask Lennon if he still has the replay and if he can, like, somehow rip the audio from it. I don't know. I'd pay him to do it. I don't know. I'd pay him for it. Let's see. Pixie asked what our favorite episodes were, and I feel like I know your answer. Does anyone want to say anything other than finale, Reignited, or the To the River? What do you want to say, Livy?
Take a Hike is good.
Take a Hike is your favorite episode?
It's one of my favorites. It's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff happens. I also really liked Fall, Finn, and Frogs, but maybe I'm biased because I DM'd it. I also really
You're
liked...
allowed to like it.
Yeah.
I also really liked the one-off episode of the Clue Crew. The cat, the... Oh my gosh.
I've done this with Shay, and Shay like was surprised at some of these. Should I explain some of those titles? Because I feel like some of them come out of nowhere, and I feel like some of them deserve an explanation.
Ooh, yes, because there's some really clever stuff behind some titles.
What were you gonna say, Rev?
I've always been curious about how you title episodes.
Do you want to do that on recording? Because there are 56 episodes.
Oh, you don't have to do all of them.
Maybe pick some of your favorites.
Just do like one or two, and then we can just discuss the others later.
That's fair. Let's see, a few of them are kind of self-explanatory, like Reignited. I think that one couldn't have been any other name, frankly. Itsudon is kind of one of those two where the name it just had to be a certain way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Although, how did you come up with the name Itsudon?
Fantasy name generator.
All right, that answers that.
That's valid.
Yeah. It. There was like I was looking up names of like tundra regions, and there was I took Itsudon from one, and the title of Expanse from another, and I made it.
It's a good name, dude.
It is very.
Don't be ashamed. It's a good name.
Yeah, but I just ripped it off a fantasy name generator. Hey, man, not everything has to have a super
deep backstory. I mean, the name Timshel has a deep backstory.
It does. I was going to bring that up at the end. Favorite home race that we have for the podcast. So a race that isn't D&D officially canon. Those are the Aetheril, the Mouse Folk, the Arctic Elf, the Ice Genasi, the Star Touched, and the Astraean.
Arctic Elf.
Arctic Elves. I'm also biased toward Astraeans because they're kind of my thing.
The Astraeans were a Rev creation that I took and molded, and I'm very thankful to you for them. I love them very much. Thank you.
Arctic. Yeah, Astraeans are very, very cool.
We still sometimes come up with stuff about the Astraeans, like just during conversation. They've enthralled us.
Like, oh yeah,
still don't totally understand. they're amazing, and sometimes I'm like, wait, they're so cool. What's happening?
I just love the tie-in with like the Northern Lights. I remember the first time that like B pitched that to me, because I was like, these like star beings, it's so interesting, like where do these things belong, like in the universe that we created. He was like, well, it's a tundra setting, you know, like the Northern Lights. And I was like, oh, really cool. He's like, yeah, and they're like storytellers. I was like, oh my god. And like, there's already all this mythology behind the lights and like myth and legend and storytelling, and like in a lot of different cultures there's that connection. And I was just like, oh my god, yes, this is so cool. Love this. The Australians are great. They're really cool.
I need to talk about my missed home opportunity with the gremlins. I need to talk about this. Fuck.
Go on.
Roald Dahl's book Gremlins is such a cute children's book, and then Epic Mickey took the name over, and that is my default of what a gremlin is, and they're like the wild mage artificers of the world, and they're so cool, and I need them. If I ever create a compilation of all Rue, I will throw in the gremlin because I love them.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Favorite boss bad? I think we... Do I need to ask a question?
Can it be other than the finale?
It's up to y'all.
Mouse and fight. End of discussion.
I was gonna say that. I wasn't for it, but just, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, mouse and fight was really good. I also, like... I don't know, the battle with Oko was... I feel like it's a weird one to choose, but, like, that one was just really fun for me. I don't know. That one was just fun. I just enjoyed that one.
The Oko fight was probably the most balanced fight you've ever had.
Yeah.
It was two characters versus two characters. It was very fun.
Also, like, every battle in Skyhorn Lighthouse was, like, really, really fun.
Yes. I liked those. I liked listening to that.
I completely forgot. Fuck!
I got, like, adrenaline when listening to that episode. Like, it was really good.
No.
Aw, it makes me happy. Yeah, that episode was really...
I'm bummed out I didn't mention Garrick in the finale now. Damn it.
Oh.
Because he absolutely would have been one of the people to come and help you. I just completely forgot that Rowan was the one who broke his curse.
If it makes you feel better, I forgot that too.
Man. So yeah, no. Retroactively canon, Garrick was there with the Kenrith twins.
Sweet.
Man. I'm kind of bummed out. Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, y'all. So this is the last written question. And it's going to segue us into the last, like, part of this episode. I have a thing written. We'll do our title stuff, and then we'll close it out. The last question is, what are we most looking forward to?
With what?
In general. In terms of the show, what are we most looking forward to?
What that one?
Go for it, Kat.
I am incredibly excited. I have multiple things. One, I'm incredibly... so excited to have been as a fellow player instead of a DM, because there's things that I can have about my character that he won't know, and for some reason that gives me some joy. I don't it's like I know something you don't know, but it's not in a malicious way. I just I'm also just incredibly excited for this world. I was a Greek mythology, like, absolute, like, nerd, so.
Yes, I'm hyped.
So, I'm just excited for what this world can bring, and I'm excited for you guys to see, like, what happens, because we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so ready for Livy to take the DM torch. Mm-hmm. And just...
so exciting.
It is. Just in general, I'm excited. I just like knowing Livy as a DM. I just like I'm ready for so much chaos. I'm ready to enjoy that chaos and thrive in that chaos. I purposely my character is a goblin bard, man. I'm ready for some chaos.
Yes.
And on that similar vein, this is kind of a weird thing, but like there's a slightly different tone I've noticed, because we have been like talking about these characters in this campaign, getting ready for it, and there's like a slightly different.
Did you expect us to not? We're people.
What?
I was telling the audience, did you expect us to not talk about our new characters? We're human beings.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like a slightly different tone and like different dynamic between the characters. Like, I'm not gonna spoil too much, but like, two of the characters don't really like each other very much. And, like, that's a really interesting and, like, kind of funny thing to play with. And, like, I'm just so excited for some of the jokes that are going to come out of this, because I feel like they're going to be, like, different types of jokes. Like, I kind of feel like with this campaign, it's a little bit more adult. And so, like, there's this whole world of jokes that's, like, now open to us. And I just, I don't
know.
You're
just happy because Rowan wouldn't make dick jokes.
Oh yeah, Rowan would never, but like Nico super would. And
she would.
Here's the thing: me and Shay just kind of switched characters.
It's true. It's true. Me and Rev kind of switched characters a little bit.
Which is kind of funny because... roles. Yeah.
Character like, roles.
Because early on, do you remember when Andre had a thing for Rowan?
I do remember that.
Yes.
I vaguely remember that.
That was a long time ago. Kat says, holding Andre in Finley's arms.
She's mine now. I'm sorry.
But yes, that was a thing. The thing that established that Andre was bi in the first place.
It's true, I remember that. That was also the sleepover. The sleepover episode was really important, gang.
It was a pivotal moment for a lot of stuff, apparently. Yeah. Now that we're realizing this.
We need to do another one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Livvy, what are you excited for?
I'm excited to be a DM. I'm excited to get to play with you. I'm excited for y'all to see what I have planned. Oh, because it's going to be so much fun, y'all. I am so excited. You guys are going to have fun. I've got so much planned. It's going to be a good time overall. I hope that you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Can
I talk about the test session? Am I allowed to talk about that?
You may.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna spoil too much. Don't worry.
Don't reference a certain somebody, if you may.
Okay, I'm not going to. I just wanted to talk about how like the test session was so much fun, and there are some jokes in the test session that were so funny that can I talk about? There's two in particular.
Go for it, please.
Okay. One of them was, and this kind of goes along the lines of like, there's a different type of joke that I feel like we're making in this podcast, in this campaign. So, something that made me laugh so hard was towards the end of the game.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, both of these things happened towards the end of the game. Actually, you know what? The second one kind of is spoilers. So I'm only going to talk about one. So we were tasked to find this, magical sheep.
Oh, yes.
And bring it to a dragon. And that was what happened at the end of the episode. We brought this magical sheep to a dragon because every year there was like dragon festival or like some holiday where we had to like appease this dragon. And
I will say that is kind of going to be the theme for arc one. So
okay, cool. And
it's similar, but not the same at all.
There was this moment where Livvy just said, oh yeah, and she tosses the sheep to the dragon. And I thought that the end of the episode was going to be us, like, giving this sheep to the dragon to just completely maul. And that was going to be the end of the episode. And we went on, like, a 5-minute tangent just talking about, like, just joking about, like, the dragon just eating this sheep, and that was, like, the end of the episode. And I was like, that made me realize, like, oh my god, this episode is like, or like, there are some like kind of dark jokes that we like, we would never make that kind of joke in campaign one because we're like, oh no, like the sheep. Like, there's this really wholesome tone to the first arc, I think. And the second arc is like a little bit darker, a little bit spookier.
Just
and, like,
a bit.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little bit darker, it's a little spookier. And like, I'm kind of excited for some of those types of jokes because that whole thing with the dragon, thinking that that was the end, made me laugh so hard. So hard. Luckily, that wasn't how it ended. The dragon ended up becoming friends with the sheep because we're wholesome people. But for a split second, I really thought that the dragon was going to eat it. And that was so funny to me. And I'm just excited for more jokes like that.
Yeah.
Rev?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with what's been said already. Like, I'm excited to play a character so different from Andre. I'm excited for the new types of jokes we're going to get to make. I'm excited to have the VDM and have you play. I'm just excited, man.
I'm just so, screaming with excite.
So with that, that's all the questions. And I think that's a nice segue to my final segment here, which is, what is the future of the podcast going to look like?
Screams.
So
just scream.
So May is the month of campaign 2. May is the month of Katopolis. Episode 0 will be coming out at the start of May. What else to say? There will be campaign 1 future one shot. The party will be level 15 for them.
Yay.
And that's going to be cool. They won't happen super frequently because I do want the focus to be campaign 2. I don't want it to feel like we're flopping two stories. But I do think those will happen. I am going to be, and this is an open invite to the cast. If you want to write in the world of campaign 1, you have my full permission. Use any character, anything you want. This is my invite to you. Write your fanfics. I want to see them.
But don't do the bird fanfic.
Please don't. We already have one of those.
We already have one bird fanfic. But I am writing a short story that is, after permission from the creators, I am writing a short story about Shira and Plank set in the Old Town ruins, and it's very fun.
Oh. Wow. I'm excited.
I don't know how many more of those will come out after. I can't promise anything, but I am in quarantine time, so I do have more time. Livy, though, is there anything you want to say about the future?
See, this comes out before episode 0, so a lot of stuff that I want to say about the future gets covered in that. But, I will say I'm very excited to see where this goes. I've definitely got a lot planned. I've been working behind the scenes with like pretty much all of you on some really cool stuff. I've got cool stuff for your characters that you wouldn't even begin to dream of knowing about.
That sounds like a threat.
It doesn't. It's not a threat. Some of it's good stuff. Some of it.
Some of it's good stuff. Oh god! Makes me nervous.
I'm really excited for you guys to meet some really cool NPCs. I've got some good ones. I got some bad ones, and I got some ones in between. Cool. Well, I mean, there's like bad guys, good guys, and
neutral
chaos.
Dirt white.
they get their own category.
See, I've got
the dirt wife category.
See, I've got like all things of classic Greek myth bad guy. There's not really many. Just general evil, let's say. We've got a Kraken, that's a bad guy. We've got Remus, who's a good guy, and then we've got the dirt wife.
Is she making a comeback?
Maybe. You don't know.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think it broke shit entirely. Probably.
Please bring back Dirt Wife. it would bring me joy.
We'll see. I was going to say, most
we have to earn Dirt Wife.
You have to earn Dirt Wife. Dirt Wife comes from another plane.
Can we have a little Dirt Wife as a treat?
You may have a little Dirt Wife as a treat. You can make a Dirt Wife.
We're gonna make this Dirt Wife.
Oh, okay. You guys are giving me a whole arc idea.
Please stop don't.
Doing that.
Oh god. I ain't
doing that. Gosh dang it.
Oh god.
Anything else? Nah, I do have like, I want to say roughly the entire campaign mapped what out in fuck? My brain box. It's mapped out in my brain box, and I've got, like, you know, a checkbox of things that has to happen before finale. So I don't know. That could take 10 years, or it could take a month. I really hope it doesn't take a month. Because that'd be the shortest campaign on the planet.
Well, then you just gotta come up with more stuff then. Because the thing is, sorry, that wasn't supposed to be like, well, then you just gotta come up with more stuff. Like, that's kind of the way that campaigns work, really, is like you have this idea in your head, and then it just goes a completely different direction than you think it's gonna go. It's very rare that everything goes exactly how you plan it.
They can probably attest. I've met you guys, so.
Good point. I'm excited for Livy.
I know how this will go.
I'm excited for Livy to feel my trauma.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to feel some of my trauma.
Trauma sharing, yay.
Trauma share.
Yay.
Is that the note we're gonna end this on? No.
No. This ended on a wholesome note. I'm really excited. It's gonna be really great. Good stuff will happen.
Good stuff will happen, I promise.
Good stuff will happen. I am super looking forward to the first episode. It is out of my mind that we record it next week.
That's so exciting.
I wake up every day looking at my calendar where I have written down on it in bold black letters, C2 start, and aww. I scream. I'm like, that's really cute. I'm both so excited and so terrified.
Well, I love all of you guys, and I can't wait for the future.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
No.
A future where I'm not the only editor. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful future.
Hey, I helped a couple of times.
We are in the future, and it's mine.
Here we are in the future, and we scream.
And it's
okay. Well,
but as long as
I
we
love
do
you
it,
guys.
As aww. Long as we do it together, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
What could possibly
go wrong?